Fasten your seatbelt, turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Mobert. Today on Route 51, we continue our 2016 election coverage by focusing on North Central Wisconsin's sprawling 7th Congressional District and the woman who wants to end Republican Sean Duffy's 6 years in Congress. Mary Heft is a communications arts professor at UW-Barron County on the northwestern side of the district. She emerged from last week's primary election by defeating fellow Democrat and Marathon County Board Supervisor Joel Lewis. She got into the race late and then garnered the endorsement of Dave Obey, the powerful former chair of the House Appropriations Committee who represented the 7th District for 41 years. In 2010, Obey was defeated by Sean Duffy, a former Ashland County District Attorney, reality TV star, and lumberjack athlete. Now in his third term in office, Duffy sits on the House Financial Services Committee and is chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. He won his last election over Democrat Kelly Westland by a 60% to 39% margin. He initially supported Scott Walker for president, then Marco Rubio, and has now endorsed Donald Trump. Democrat Mary Heft is here for the next hour to talk about her positions on the economic, national security, and social issues important to North Central Wisconsin. And she's also here to take your questions and comments live on the air. You can give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's toll free, 1-800-780-9742. Or if you put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, I will read it live on the air. Mary Heft, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Glenn, and thank you so much for having me. And before I say anything more, I have to make one correction. Dave Obey did not lose to Sean Duffy. He did not run.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. He pulled out of the race, and it was Julie Lassa who ran against Sean Duffy.
So, Dave, if you're listening, I caught that. And there.
And Dave, if you're listening, no irate phone calls, please. I've gotten enough of them from you over the years.
There. We're okay now. Now we can start. Right. Thanks, Glenn.
So, Mary, let's get right into it. Why are you running for Congress?
Oh, I am running because for the last 6 years, the 7th Congressional District has not had a representative who focuses on the people. He focuses on Wall Street and I seriously want to say Wall Street alone, on the wealthiest 1%. He chairs a banking oversight committee and somehow saw fit to accept $300,000 in donations from bankers. And when I heard that, I asked myself, surely he must see that there's a conflict of interest there. When bankers give $300,000 in political donations, they accept something in return for that donation, and apparently that's something that the chair of a banking oversight committee is willing to give. And he has done that. If you've looked at his legislation over the last few months, he's working to cripple the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and that's the agency that Elizabeth Warren and others so carefully crafted to make sure that the big banks are never going to be able to bring our economy to its knees again. 7 million Americans lost their homes to bankruptcy. And Sean Duffy is making sure that that agency doesn't function.
Now, he would claim that some of those regulations, though well-intentioned, have choked off credit to small businesses and even homeowners who are looking for loans but can't get them because it's harder to get the loans now.
Right, and we have to make sure that the beauty of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is that they're not going to say that loans aren't going to be made. They're just going to watch over and make sure that when someone takes out a loan, that everything is clear, that they can read that contract, they can read the agreement, and they understand that I buy a car at 4% interest, I drive it off the lot and get it home, and that interest could soar to 20%. And that's still going to happen, perhaps, but at least when I signed that contract, I understood what I was signing. That's what they're trying to do, is make sure that we're informed. They're not trying to cripple anyone. They're trying to make sure that we're informed, that we don't sign something that we're unaware of what we're signing.
It's your contention, then, that it was Wall Street that sent the economy into a nosedive in 2007? Republicans would say that it was government lending practices
right.
that did
and
it.
And I would like to think that I could take the credit for that position, but economists are saying, you bet. The deceptive practices of big banks, the bundling that was going on, the deceptive ratings that were being made, you bet that brought us to our economic knees.
Congressman Duffy has raised more than $1.7 million in the last year. How much have you raised?
That's cruel. But if people are listening, it's absolutely a wonderful question. I have raised, at this point, at this moment, and my best friend who lives next door for 45 years, she's probably going to say, Mary, say this right. I think we're at about $20,000. And here's how it's coming. It's coming in forms of $1 donations, $3 donations, $10 donations. I'm talking to people on the phone every day who are saying to me, honey, you've got my vote, but my husband is in the nursing home, or my wife is in intensive care and they won't move her by ambulance to another hospital. My wife is going to die. What can you do about that? And I'm certainly not going to ask that person, and will you donate to my campaign? So right now, I'm working. I'm working, and listeners, my website is maryhefforcongress.com, where you can, after you've listened to me, donate.
You've raised $20,000. He's raised $1.7 million. How are you going to compete against all the television and radio ads and all those flyers that are going to be used against you? And that's just money he's raised. That doesn't include the dark money coming in from the super PACs that support him.
Well, and Glenn, I say to you, when you say that's money he raised, I'm going to go back to that $300,000 donation from bankers alone. And we're not even including donations from insurance agencies. So I'm raising it from individuals, and I'm raising it from the same individuals that I'm going to make sure over the next 3 months, hear my voice and hear what Sean Duffy isn't doing. They need to know that while his focus is on Wall Street, his back is to the people on Main Street. The people on Main Street who are saying to me, Mary, we need jobs. And yet legislation that he sponsored, legislation that he's voted for, sent 5 million manufacturing jobs overseas. 5 million. So people need to hear that. People need to hear that his actions are harming our economy. They're not helping our economy.
You defeated Marathon County Board Supervisor Joel Lewis in the primary. He's pretty well known in the eastern part of the district in Wausau. Any hard feelings between the two of you?
Oh, no. We're having a unity conference today at 1:30 at Democratic headquarters. Joel and I spoke with Joel Lewis at least 10 times during leading up to the primary, and people who wanted to see me win gave me some advice. They said, Mary, after he's done speaking, maybe you need to stop hugging Joel and saying, yes, I agree with everything this young man has just said. And he's a wonderful young man with beautiful democratic ideals, and he's willing now to work together with the people of the 7th Congressional District, and we're going to make sure that this is Sean Duffy's last term in office.
Dave Obey endorsed you. Is he going to be hitting the campaign trail for you?
Oh, Dave is wonderful. He's a daily advocate on my behalf. Yes, we're going to an event together this Saturday.
1-800-780-9742 if you want to talk to Mary Heft. She is the Democratic Party candidate for the 7th Congressional District seat held by three-term incumbent Congressman Sean Duffy. That's 1-800-780-9742. When I talked to you last, Mary, you said you were going to make an issue out of Sean Duffy's endorsement of Donald Trump. Explain that.
Well, when he was supporting Marco Rubio, I heard him say that Donald Trump, I shouldn't laugh, I mean, I find this really frightening, that Donald Trump is a man with no ideas when it comes to fixing the problems that ail our country, that ail the people of our country. He's a man with no ideas. And then just a few months later, all of a sudden, he's become an avid Donald Trump supporter, and I would go so far as to say a Donald Trump apologist. When Donald Trump made that, and some people call it a veiled threat, I listened to it. But I did, when he talked about Second Amendment rights and that maybe somebody could do something about Hillary Clinton, what did Sean Duffy say? Sean Duffy honestly said that these are the words of a man who perhaps those words weren't the most articulate. And then he went on to say, Donald Trump needs to learn to stay on script. And I said to myself, seriously, Sean Duffy, are you really advocating for President of the United States, an inarticulate man who cannot be trusted to go off script? When he goes off script, he says dangerous things that involve perhaps threatening the life of another presidential candidate. Sean Duffy, what are you thinking? Other people are backing away from Donald Trump.
Well, a number of Republicans have done that.
Yes.
Joe Scarborough, who a conservative Republican who's an MSNBC host now, wrote an editorial saying that it was time after that last comment for the Republican Party to dump Mr. Trump before something bad happens.
Right.
And we have Congressman Reid Ribble, who represents the Green Bay area, who's refused to embrace him. There are others who won't vote for him or in some cases have even endorsed Hillary Clinton. Hewlett-Packard executive and Republican fundraiser Meg Whitman, who worked for Romney in 2012, called Trump a demagogue and said she would support Clinton. However, Sean Duffy is solidly behind Donald Trump. In fact, he helped introduce him Tuesday night at Trump's rally in West Bend. Let's listen to his remarks.
I don't know if you guys follow the liberal media, but they'll talk about Donald Trump. He's unfit. He's unhinged. They say he's dangerous, right? Whenever they say that, I got to tell you, I think they're talking about Hillary Clinton. And I think it's appropriate that we review a little bit of her record. Hillary Clinton said that she didn't send or receive any classified information. Is that a truth or a lie? It's a lie. And she said there were no marked classified emails on her server. Was that a truth or a lie? And she said that she turned over all of her emails to the FBI and the U.S. House of Representatives. Was that a truth or a lie? I want to quick mention Benghazi. Hillary Clinton told us that she did everything she could to protect and save those four men who fought for 13 hours for their lives. Was that a truth or a lie? I'm telling you what, that is a moment of character. Every single one of you, if you have an employee, a friend, or a family member that were in danger, you would do everything you could every moment of every second to save them. Hillary Clinton didn't lift one red finger to save those four men over that 13 hours. That's an absolute disgrace to leave those men to die in Benghazi as she went home. Unacceptable. We need a new leader. We need someone who's going to make America great again. Someone who's going to keep us safe. Someone who knows how to grow the economy, create jobs, offer more opportunity. And that is Donald Trump. And we can win if we all work together. If we all stand together, we are all going to win together. Let's make America great again.
That's incumbent 7th District Republican Congressman Sean Duffy at the Donald Trump rally Tuesday night in West Bend. Mary Heft, he is embracing Mr. Trump. He's not backing away from his endorsement. Why do you think publicizing it and criticizing it will be a winning issue for you?
Well, people need to understand who's lying and who's telling the truth. And you can say the word lie, 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 and hope that people embrace that word. But as soon as people hear the details, they'll know that who the liar is. And I think it's crucial, for example, it's crucial with the issue of Benghazi that the listeners understand that the year preceding Benghazi, embassies said, we need funding. We need more security. Help us. And what did Republicans do? Republicans cut millions and millions of dollars that would have gone to the protection of those embassies. So somebody can use the word lie, or someone can speak the truth and give details. And so I ask listeners, look at that legislation that cut funding to embassies 1 year earlier, and maybe Republicans would understand why the killings occurred, why that was able to happen, why people didn't know it was about to happen. Shame on you, Sean Duffy. Who's lying?
According to the Washington Post, they gave Hillary Clinton four Pinocchios when she appeared on Fox News a couple of weeks ago, saying that FBI Director James Comey, quote, said my answers were truthful and what I've said is consistent with what I've told the American people. Mr. Duffy is harshly critical about her use of emails and said she was lying about them. And the Washington Post said she wasn't being truthful. How do you react to that and to the polls that show people don't trust her?
I don't know the truth behind that. I believe that when she said that wasn't classified, I believe it wasn't classified. I think the classified maybe came after the email went out, that what was in that email might have been considered classified information. Well, it would have had to have come out that way. I mean, it wouldn't have been classified before the email was written. So was she someone who might have written things that never should have gotten out? That's a possibility. But I think the FBI has uncovered the truth in what she's saying, which is they're not going to go forward. It's done.
They're not going to prosecute her. And there's been one investigation after another regarding her emails and regarding Benghazi. And so far, they haven't laid a finger on her.
And they would have. And we certainly know Republicans would have if they could have. So what Sean Duffy is doing is just repeating a word, she lies. And if enough people hear it and don't look for details, then they're going to repeat the word. But people need to hear the truth.
1-800-780-9742 if you would like to talk to Mary Heft, the Democratic Party candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. That's 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to Jim in Merrill, who's been waiting patiently. Jim, you're on with Mary Heft.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. You're on. You're on Route 51.
Hi. I'm a libertarian, and our slogan this year is End the Wars. That includes undeclared wars in the Middle East, as well as the war on drugs. And Duffy supports those wars. And so I was wondering if there's any reason for a libertarian to vote for Mary Heft.
All right. And Jim, how do you react to the fact that there used to be a libertarian who wanted to run in the 7th Congressional District, Robert Burke, who is not running because, as I understand it, Republicans challenged the signatures that he presented?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we collected signatures throughout the district, and we thought we had enough. But somebody from the Republican Party evidently thought that Robert Burke was a threat, so they challenged the signatures, and they threw out enough to get him off the ballot.
All right, Jim, we've got kind of a muddy connection with you. I'm going to let you listen off air. Mary Heft, is there any reason for a libertarian who opposes foreign wars to vote for you?
Oh, Jim, I hope so. I'm someone who believes that war has to be the absolute last step, not a first step. And as I listen to Donald Trump, I'm frightened. As I listen to Sean Duffy, I'm frightened. Sean Duffy voted against a nuclear agreement with Iran. He voted against that. And I think making sure that Iran wasn't going to produce nuclear weaponry, that the United States and all of the countries that went together on this agreement, that they were going to make sure that we were all safe from nuclear proliferation. I thought that was one of the strongest agreements that we ever could have made, and one that's going to protect the world, not just surrounding countries, but one that's going to protect the world. And Sean Duffy voted against it. I'm glad it went forward, but he voted against it. You're looking at someone, I've spoken to many people from the Ukraine, many people from Syria who want us intervening. It has to be, war needs to be a last step, not a first.
Mary Heff, Democratic congressional candidate. Let's go to Elaine in Fond du Lac. Elaine, you're on with Mary Heff.
Hi. Thanks for accepting my call. First of all, I'd like to make two or three comments if I could. My first comment is I think people are losing their common sense in this country. When Donald Trump talked about the Second Amendment, of which I am an activist, I knew exactly what he was talking about. What I think he really meant was that the Second Amendment people could prevent Hillary from taking our guns, which is something she does want to do. I mean, Bill Clinton tried it in his administration, and I remember a lot of people turned in their guns voluntarily. I remember seeing it on the news where there was a ton of guns that he collected. But they've been trying to take our Democrats have been trying to take away our guns for years now. And they're not going to succeed with that, and they shouldn't succeed with that, because guns are meant to protect the people from tyranny in the government. It's not just for hunting and stuff. This is something that our founding fathers put in the Constitution, that if the government turns into tyranny, which it is turning into now, it is meant to protect the people. And Donald Trump understands that, okay?
Well, Elaine, let me get a response to that point from Mary Heft. Mary?
Elaine, you're speaking to a candidate who our household had many guns, many, many rifles used for hunting. My children were carefully trained in the use of those guns. I support the Second Amendment. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So that's the person you're talking to. But I also want you to understand that that's also Hillary Clinton, that the people saying Hillary Clinton would take guns out of the hands of people for protection, that's where the lie is, Elaine. That has never been her position, nor will it ever be her position. She understands how the Supreme Court has interpreted the Second Amendment and accepts that, as do I.
Elaine, you have a chance for a response.
I have something else to say about what she just said, because Hillary Clinton is wishy-washy. She's for NAFTA and she's not for NAFTA. You can go on YouTube and see her at different various points, depending on who she's talking to. For this particular group, she's for NAFTA. For people who don't want it, she's against NAFTA. This is her policy throughout her entire career. And people do realize this. Do you also realize that at the DNC convention, and this I have to talk about
very quickly,
Elaine, talking about this
very quickly,
there was at least 2,000 to 3,000 people outside the Democratic National Convention. They were all Bernie supporters, and they walked out. Hillary had to pay people to sit in those seats, which she did. And for three nights in a row, they were outside the Democratic National Convention with a coffin that said DNC on the front and upside down donkeys. And they were all Bernie supporters. On the third night, there were 13,000 of them. And they were all saying, DNC, vote for Hillary. No way.
Elaine, we got it. Mary Heft, your response, first of all, did you support Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin?
Oh, well, Bernie Sanders. And this may sound like a cop-out to a lot of people who, Bernie Sanders has my heart, Hillary Clinton has my vote. And so I think that Bernie Sanders has brought Hillary Clinton around on issues. He's brought her where she needs to be. She's not wishy-washy on issues like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What she's done is listen to the voice of reason on this issue. And she's been willing to accept that. And I think that's what we need. We need people in politics who are willing to listen, learn, and possibly change their position.
She's ahead by 15 points among likely voters, according to the Marquette poll. Are you hoping that, especially with you as a woman on the ticket, that if she wins big in Wisconsin, she might have some coattails?
Well, I would love to be on the coattails of Hillary Clinton, but what I think it is about is, will the people of the 7th Congressional District listen to me and what I have to say?
We're way over for a break. If you're on the lines, hang on. I'll get to you momentarily. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We've got 7th District Congressional candidate, Democrat Mary Heft, with us for the rest of the hour.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include Olbrich Botanical Gardens, Rogers Memorial Hospital, and Glassnickel Pizza. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support for WPR comes from the Medical College of Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin campus, bringing the first medical school to the region to help ensure generation after generation of Wisconsinites have access to personalized care right here at home.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We're back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Mary Heft, the Democratic Party candidate for Congress in the 7th District. She is trying to unseat 3-term incumbent Republican Sean Duffy. Mary Heft, before we took the break, Elaine from Fond du Lac said she knew what Donald Trump meant when he talked about Second Amendment people. Donald Trump supporters say he wasn't talking about assassinating the president. He was talking about garnering the support of gun rights advocates.
Right, and that's the beauty of statements that can be taken two ways, and he's the master of that. He's the master of saying, oh, that's not what I meant, saying something very dangerous that could be misinterpreted, and then saying, I was using sarcasm. But here's the problem. When he spoke at the Republican National Convention and he said, take them on, I'll pay your legal fees, and the next thing we see is a man slugging a black man as he's leaving. And I'm like, well, Elaine, while you may have understood that he did not mean that someone who believes and supports the Second Amendment should shoot Hillary Clinton, while you may have known that that's not what he meant, what about the one person who says, I heard him, and I'll do it? And that's what's frightening. We can't have someone who makes those very dangerous, very provocative, can be taken either way statements. And then Sean Duffy's defending him as, well, maybe not the most articulate. And don't go off script, Donald Trump.
Let's go back to the phones. Kevin in Crandon, you're on Route 51 with Mary Heft.
Hello, yes. As opposed to the crazy gun lady from Fond du Lac, I'm actually living in
the
7th
Let's be polite,
district.
Kevin. Kevin, we no name calling allowed on Route 51, all right?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was really that outrageous. But, okay, question I have is, marijuana legalization laws. You may have noted that the government just refused to take marijuana off Schedule One, which would not have put it any more into the same category as heroin. Because here in Wisconsin, this state has a very serious problem with alcohol. Just earlier this week, in Warsaw, someone got stopped. This is their 10th offense, and they said he may face prison charges. Okay.
Are you in favor of legalizing marijuana or decriminalizing it? What's your position so I can get a response?
Well, here in Wisconsin was founded. Minnesota has medical marijuana. Michigan has medical marijuana. State of Illinois has medical marijuana, and it's also recently reduced penalties across the board on it.
Well, let me get Mary Heft's response. Mary, as somebody who works for the federal government in Congress, are you in favor of relaxing the current restrictions on marijuana? It is classified right now, I believe, as being as dangerous as heroin.
Right. I teach communication arts at the university, and for years, my students have chosen this as a topic in public speaking class where they've had to research both the negative and the positive sides. And overwhelmingly, as they've exposed me to the research, and that's the beauty of being a university professor, is they've shared the research with me, current, strong research, that has convinced me that we absolutely, as a state, need to accept marijuana for medical uses. So as a federal issue, right now it's a state issue. As a federal issue, I would support legislation that said yes for medical purposes. Yes.
What about for recreational purposes?
I'm not there yet. It needs to be studied more. And the problem is because marijuana has been classified as dangerous as heroin, we don't have those studies. We need the studies done. If we allow it for medical marijuana, those studies can be done.
Let's talk about the economy. And before we do that, I want to play one more tape showing where the battle lines have been drawn. You're going to listen to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's acceptance speeches, portions of them, at their conventions last month, talking about economic issues.
Our horrible trade agreements with China and many others will be totally renegotiated. That includes renegotiating NAFTA to get a much better deal for America, and we'll walk away if we don't get that kind of a deal. Our country is going to start building and making things again. While Hillary Clinton plans a massive, and I mean massive, tax increase, I have proposed the largest tax reduction of any candidate who has run for president this year, Democrat or Republican. We are going to lift the restrictions on the production of American energy. This will produce more than $20 trillion in job-creating economic activity over the next four decades.
My primary mission as president will be to create more opportunity and more good jobs with rising wages right here in the United States. I believe American corporations that have gotten so much from our country should be just as patriotic in return. It's wrong to take tax breaks with one hand and give out pink slips with the other. And I believe Wall Street can never, ever be allowed to wreck Main Street again. And I believe in science. I believe climate change is real, and that we can save our planet while creating millions of good-paying clean energy jobs.
That's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at their political conventions just a few weeks ago. Mary Heft, your reaction to what you just heard about economic issues?
Well, I think the important thing is to remember that I'm running against Sean Duffy. So the one thing that I'm not running against Donald Trump, I'm running against Sean Duffy. So I'll talk about the issue of climate change. Sean Duffy is a climate change denier. 95% of scientists globally say climate change is real. We must act now. We must do something immediately. And Sean Duffy sides with the 5% of scientists who are saying, nah, what's that climate change all about? We must act now. Tell me why he says it's not real. The Koch brothers, who own companies that spew 23 million tons of carbon into the air that you and I breathe every year. I mean, he has to deny that climate change is real, or he'd have to get rid of that support.
Well, as a journalist, I like to look at facts. NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, these are our two leading global authorities on climate, both say the past month of July was not only the hottest July on record, but the hottest month in the history of record keeping. We have Baton Rouge underwater right now, California plagued by drought and wildfires. Up to 8 inches of rain fell in western Wisconsin last week, a similar amount 2 weeks earlier, washing out roads in Ashland and Iron counties. Is man-made climate change affecting us in the 7th District, Mary Heff?
Well, and the answer is yes. 95% of scientists globally are saying yes, it is. And we must act now. We must be doing something now. So absolutely. Can I comment about just a few of the—
Let me take a phone call and then we'll circle back because we've got a call from Grayson in Wakefield about climate change. Grayson, you're on Route 51 with Mary Heff.
Thank you, sir, Mr. Moberg, and thanks, Mrs. Heff. Yes, I live up in Wakefield next to Iron County that got hit really bad by a storm. In fact, a small tornado or derecho ran right by my house. I'm a retired helicopter pilot, saw the glaciers going away, and also fought fires out west at times. After that, when I retired, I started studying the National Academy of Science, the American Advancement Association for the Advancement of Science, the American Meteorological Society. I have to disagree with you, Mary. 95% is inaccurate. It's at least 97% of the scientists and all the major science organizations say we're in trouble and that we will not be able to solve this until we stop burning fossil fuels and putting carbon dioxide in the air. And I couldn't agree with you more, being on the cusp of this movement to try and save our children's future. Mr. Duffy does, I hate to use the word clueless, and it kind of, it's a bit harsh, but he doesn't know.
Grayson, we got it. Reaction from Mary Heft.
Well, yes. Thank you for that correction. 97% versus 95%. I appreciate that. I've been endorsed by Clean Wisconsin Action Fund because they've seen what I've written. They've listened to my remarks, they know what I'm doing, and they know my commitment to making sure that we act immediately. Sean Duffy has received a 0% rating on the National Environmental Scorecard. I'm a university professor. I know 59% is a failing grade. 0% means Sean Duffy is truly doing nothing. Well, he's doing something. He's trying to make it sound like there is no such thing as climate change. And you can be sure that
some people who say we shouldn't, be putting limits on carbon are worried about the effect on the economy. They're worried about putting people out of work, putting factories out of work, the price of cars going up.
Well, right. And what we're going to be doing is putting so many more people to work in terms of solar energy, wind energy. There are going to be so many more jobs that are created, so much more research that's done. And that's what's exciting. So many opportunities. If we just take the time to say it's real, 97%, says Grayson, of scientists say it's real. Let's act now.
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. Our guest today is Mary Heft. She is the Democratic Party candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. She's trying to unseat Republican Sean Duffy in the November election. If you have a comment or question for Mary Heft, give us a call, but do it right now at 1-800-780-9742. I've probably got time to squeeze a couple more phone calls in. That's 1-800-780-9742, or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. I'll read it live on the air. I don't want to just hear from Democrats. I want to hear from Republicans and independents as well. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We'll be back after this.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and Beasley Family Dental play a role in the success of WPR. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer and Trollop, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer and Trollop, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
Our guest today on Route 51, Mary Heft, Democratic Party candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District, who's trying to unseat Republican Sean Duffy in the November election. I'm Glenn Moberg, 1-800-780-9742, if you've got a question or comment for Mary Heft. Donald Trump says that if Hillary Clinton is elected, she is going to raise taxes. Nobody wants to see taxes go up.
But she's the same fiscal conservative that I am. I am a fiscal conservative, and I have made a promise to the people of the 7th Congressional District that there's only one group that I'm going to raise taxes on, and it is the wealthiest 1%. It's Wall Street. And I support her idea. Every speculative transaction that occurs on Wall Street is going to get taxed, and it's going to bring billions of dollars into the economy, billions of dollars that are going to be used to fund education, which we haven't talked about at all. And I would, as an educator, I want more emphasis placed on education, and I hope we have time to talk about that.
Well, why don't you talk about it right now?
Well, I will. Thank you so much. It used to be that a high school degree was what we needed in public education, and it was a guarantee with that degree that you could go out and get a job that you could live on. And that's not the case anymore. With manufacturing jobs disappearing, that's not the case. So I truly believe that we must make public education pre-K through grade 14. And by that, I mean 2 years of technical college or 2 years of community, or in Wisconsin, UW College's college. Students, it's a high school degree is no longer enough.
Make it what, free?
Oh, that's not the word. It becomes public education. We just need to change how we look at it. And so that public education, we've never used the word free when it comes to high school. We don't say, is high school free? We say that's the education that our young people need in order to get jobs. That's not true anymore. So public education needs to extend from pre-K, and I'm saying pre-K, because a lot of districts can't afford it. There needs to be mandatory pre-K, because that's when the learning, that's when those brains are the most formative. From pre-K through those first 2 years. So I differ a little bit from Hillary. She's saying 4 years. My plan is 2 years.
Let's go back to the phones. Doug in Gleason, you're on Route 51 with Mary Heft.
Yes, Mary, I wish you all the best of luck. I'm a union activist, and we'll be talking to our members to hopefully they can get out and vote for you. I'm asking about the union advocacy, the increase in poverty, the decrease in the middle class has all coincided with a decrease in unions. I'm wondering how you'll help support unions across the country. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Doug, my father was killed on his way to the Neenah Foundry. But on the day that I was 11 years old at the time, and on the day that my father was killed in a car accident, he was elected to the president of the union at that foundry. And what my father did when I was a little girl was plant a union bug in my heart, and I have been a strong advocate. Many people ask me why I was a member of the union at the university when they didn't have collective bargaining rights, and I understand anyone who looks at what unions have done for American men, women, and children knows that we need to be in support of unions, and I am. You can be sure of that.
What's your reaction to Act 10 in Wisconsin, Governor Walker's union measure, which some say have eviscerated public employee unions, including those at UW-Barron County, where you used to work?
Right. It did. And there's great suffering that is occurring. What's going on right now in our universities because Act 10 is gone, and what's going on in our school districts, it's frightening. Was I part of an active protest multiple times in Madison? Absolutely.
Let's talk about Social Security and Medicare. From Sean Duffy's website, here's a quote, "Medicare is a promise that must be preserved and protected, but without action, Medicare will go bankrupt by 2020, according to the Congressional Budget Office." It says, "Sean proudly voted on legislation that preserves this solemn promise to our nation's seniors." Yet, he also voted in favor of the Ryan Budget Bill of 2012, which, according to the organization Medicare Votes, would end Medicare as we know it.
Right.
What's your response to those two conflicting statements?
And that's what listeners need to understand. I went to his site, and it said that he does not support privatization. And yet his votes, his repeated votes, say that he does support privatization of Social Security. I will never allow if I have anything to say about it in Congress. I will never allow Social Security to be privatized. We cannot let Wall Street gamble with what is needed. What if it had been privatized with the recent Great Recession that we experienced? What would seniors be living on right now?
Also from Sean Duffy's website, the American people have entered into what I believe is a contract with their government for Social Security benefits. To that end, I will not and will not endorse privatizing Social Security because I don't believe it's a solution to making Social Security solvent. In addition, I oppose raising the retirement age.
So he
just contradicted what you said.
He absolutely did. But as voters, as people in the 7th Congressional District, you have to look at it. You can look at his words or you can look at his votes. And his votes say that he does support privatization. Ask him why he voted repeatedly in favor of a Paul Ryan budget that included privatization. Ask him why.
Let's go back to the phones. We have time for one more call. Paul in Wausau, you're on Route 51. Hello, Paul.
Hello. And Mary, I just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing. I want to show as much support as I can. Where would I go to find out ways that I could volunteer to either knock on doors or offer any other volunteer hours for you?
Oh, thank you, Paul. My website is Mary Heft, H-O-E. F as in very fair, T as in Tom, MaryHeftForCongress.com. That's where you can donate. That's where you can offer your services. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
How significant is it, Mary Heft, that Hillary Clinton could be the first woman president?
Well, that's interesting. The question is specific to Hillary Clinton. She has great experience. I have great admiration for her, and she's someone who listens. She's someone who listens and she learns. I wouldn't say that about any woman. If it were Sarah Palin that was running for president, I would run for the hills. So because it's Hillary Clinton and because she is a woman that I greatly admire, it's very significant to me that I could be a part of a team of electing the first woman in the United States to become president who shares the same values that I share. And that's what's crucial.
Comment on voter ID laws and how they could affect national and local elections this time around. They're bouncing back and forth in the courts. And right now it looks like voter ID will be in place in Wisconsin, although in North Carolina, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that, quote, changes to the voting process target African Americans with almost surgical precision. Yeah. So we could have different rules in place from state to state.
Right. 300,000 voters, mainly poor, mainly black, have been purged from voters' lists. It's a game. It's a game that's being played so that we keep people away from the polls, not we, so that people who don't want Democrats elected can keep them away from the polls.
How about people who say we need to prevent fraud and that even one case of fraud is too much?
Well, you need to look at the research. You need to look at the research and what fraud is taking place. And someone just said to me, and I haven't seen this, so I probably shouldn't be talking about it, that two cases in Wisconsin happened to be with Republicans who and it was a mistake about their voting. And I don't think we restrict the rights of 300,000 poor blacks while we maybe protect one case of voter fraud. No.
And Mary Heft, we are just about out of time. You've got 15 seconds.
Well, the one thing that Sean Duffy said that still sticks in my craw, is that an expression? And he said it about Donald Trump. He said, finally, we have a man running for president who listens to white males. And at first I was shocked when I heard that, but what you have right now is a woman who listens to all people, not just one group of people. Republicans, Democrats, independents, liberal, conservative, I'm going to listen.
Mary Heft, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
We want to thank today's guest, UW-Barron County Communications Arts Professor Mary Heft, the Democratic candidate for Congress in North Central Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Janice Schleiss. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today, the Democratic Party anthem from the 1930s by Jack Hilton. If you missed part of this program, it will be rebroadcast in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau and can be downloaded at WPR.org/Route 51. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.